The whole's a result.
Wonderful. Sherlock Holmes is indeed the master. I cannot thank you enough, sir. And you, Dr. Watson. You must think me all kinds of a fool.
No, just the one kind.
Come along,
Ken. One thing, Hopkins. I think some form of apology to young Nelligan might be in order.
Undoubtedly. Of course. Come along now, man.
So Sherlock Holmes, eh? Well, at least I was catched by the best.
There was a deal of provocation. You may be lucky with the jury,
Ken.
Luck!
You'll need more than that.
I should have broken your nose, not just bloodied it.
Goodbye, Mr. Holmes. Goodbye, Dr. Watson.
Hopkins?
I shall be in touch with you shortly. As soon as I can.
I doubt it. You'll be too busy taking the credit.
So, Watson, all's well that ends well. Wouldn't you, sir?
Yes, I suppose so. I won't help that poor devil at the bottom of the sea very much, but as you say, Holmes, we must live in the present and make up for the past as best we can.
Rest in peace, Mary. My beloved wife. Rest in peace.
Watson? I wondered if I might find you here, Watson.
Yes, well, chrysanthemums. They were always her favorite. Come along then, Holmes.
Sometimes I feel quite envious of you, Watson.
Oh, indeed, why?
Because you've loved and been loved. I shall never know that, or sorrow.
One does tend to lead to the other.
Yes, how strange. To feel so deeply strange.
However, to each his own.
Indeed. Oh, by the way, I've heard from Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
The securities are recovered, Nelligan released, and I believe Miss Carey may shortly become engaged to a certain Mr. Robert Harmsworth.
A happy ending, then?
Yes, well, life has them sometimes.
And sometimes not.
And sometimes not. Whatever one thinks of life, well, I find it infinitely preferable to the alternative. Don't you?
In Black Peter, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams, with Alex Norton as Patrick Cairns and Andrew Wincott as Inspector Hopkins. Nelligan was played by Matthew Morgan, Carey by Steve Hodson, Elizabeth by Cyril Jenkins, Molly by Kate Binchy, and Allardyce and Lancaster by Philip Anthony. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. Black Peter was dramatized for radio by David Ashton and directed by Patrick Rayner.